Greetings, constant listeners. It's Michael Monroeville Mall Rothman. What you're about to hear is a clip from our latest Firestarters installment, Firestarters 3. Once again, the losers leave the shop and come face to face with some scorching Stephen King hot takes, all from our testy constant listeners. And as always, the debates are fast and furious, ranging from mild to medium to hot, hot. And here we thought Charlie McGee was scary enough. Ooh, we'll never learn. Get it now at patreon.com/thebarons. And here's the good news. We've done away with the tiers. We've got one single tier, Losers Forever, which gets you access to everything under the Dairy Sun for only $7 a month. That means hundreds of hours worth of exclusive content we've already recorded over the last 4 years. Stuff like our Stephen King archival series, our Dark Tower Detour series, our Spooky Souls Midnight series, our Stranger Things spinoff series, our Michael Crichton spinoff series, dozens of commentaries on all your favorite Stephen King movies. We've got rankings, we've got brackets, we've got lists, we've got everything again, like I said, under the Dairy Sun. And that's not all. You can submit your own hot takes for another Firestarters. You can submit questions that we'll 100% answer on another Bag of Bones episode. And you can tell us what to talk about on our other spinoff, Oops All Tangents, where we just kind of break off and say whatever we can for an hour based on topics you present to us. So again, that's not even all of it. There's so much more. There's so many voting privileges. There's so many meetups. There's so many exclusives that we're doing. There's so many one-off episodes. Essentially, you're getting the full experience, the full effect, like Reggie. You also have access to our 24/7 365 Discord, which is where you can find constant listeners and readers just like you. These are friends that last forever, sort of like the Losers Club itself. You know, we try to keep that on theme. Anyway, only $7, all for that. $7 a month, I should say. So subscribe now through the link in the description of this episode or visit patreon.com/thebarons. Hope to see you there over long days, and you know the rest.
All right, well, let's move on to our next hot takes category from you listeners, and don't worry, we're going to go back to our own hot takes. This category is the blue talkies that stain your fingers level of hotness. And Ashley, kick us off,
please. Yeah, Cosmo wrote in and said, my hot take is about the Tommyknockers. The first section of that novel, book one, The Ship in the Earth, is some of King's most brilliant work. Not a huge fan of that book in general, but I absolutely love the first 200 to 275 pages of that one. Same idea applies to Fairy Tale for my tastes. I love the story before the fantasy stuff starts happening. I get it, because that's one of my other like hot takes, which I already kind of mentioned, is like, I don't love The Stand. Mm. And I read it for the first time during the pandemic, which is hilarious.
Did you also sit there and like, I'm going to watch 28 Days Later? And I'm
right, also Contagion.
Well, yes. I had tried to read The Stand so many times. I literally had a hard copy and it was on my Kindle. I could never get through it. And finally, during the pandemic, I was like, there's no better time to read this horror plague novel. And I finally got into it, finally got hooked, loved the first half before everyone kind of teams up and goes to Colorado and Nevada. Loved it.
Nevada. I'm from there. It's fucking knee-jerk reaction.
Nevada. But then after that, it falls apart for me. And I don't remember feeling that way about Tommyknockers, but I have not read it since I was in high school, so I can't remember. But yeah, sometimes when it gets too far into the fantasy stuff or the literal good versus evil as opposed to like metaphorical, I get lost.
I love The Stand, but I also was 14 with a huge crush on Gary Sinise. When I first watched it, or first read it,
you had no choice.
I know. It was over for me. I was going to love it. But yeah, I don't know. If I look technically at the ending, I might agree with you, but I just could never. I can never say it because it's still my favorite book. But Tommyknockers, I hated it the first time I read it and then reread it again and really enjoyed it. And I think it's got a really strong ending. Like, I really love the last scene, you know, and I don't want to spoil it, but. Totally. I think for me, it's just that it falls apart into bonkers land around midway through, you know, and I'm like, the fuck is going on? Which is sometimes really fun, but also sometimes it's like, what are we doing? You know? So I can agree with that. Fairy tale, 100% I agree. That first part is gorgeous. And then I'm like, I lose track of the story.
Yeah. The fact that Fairy Tale is not connected to the Dark Tower makes me furious. Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, unless we get a new Dark Tower story land that connects it all later.
Just give us a little, you know, give us a little, maybe it just say it's part of the, you know, I'm just
give us a wink. Junkie. Give us
I
a
just
nod.
Want, yeah. Give us something, mm-hmm. you know, I've been waiting. More Dark Tower, yeah. Please.
Well, Dark Tower is going to come up in a little bit. Ashley, will you, we've got one more Tommyknockers related take. Would you mind?
Absolutely. Ari Finkel wrote in and said, King's writing about aliens, Tommyknockers, Dreamcatcher, I Am the Doorway, is some of his most interesting writing. These books are largely disliked by many King readers, but I feel like when he addresses issues like addiction, isolation, and obsession in the context of aliens, he's able to cut to the heart of some heavy and painful issues with human nature. I also like how truly angry King allowed those books to be. I think it helped him avoid some of the sappiness that would otherwise maybe soften the blow when it comes to the disturbing revelations experienced by the characters. That's deep.
Interesting.
That's deep. I like it.
I don't think I Am the Doorway is one that most people don't like, though. Like, I think that's a fairly liked story, you know, because that's the like one with the hand and the eyeballs, you know?
Yeah, and Tommyknockers is a far better book than Dreamcatcher. We can all agree there.
I would agree with that, yes.
Well, and the thing is, I read Dreamcatcher when I was 14, and that was my favorite fucking thing that's ever happened. And I haven't reread it. So, like, I don't understand. Like, I'm too scared to reread it because everyone's like, it's so bad. And I'm like, what? Because when
what
I was 14.
What did you love about it?
Fucking aliens. Butt slugs.
You can't have shit
military.
Legal. You can't say that. It can't be the name of the monster.
I love
it. Sorry.
No, I was so in. I was in eighth grade.
I was in.
Yeah. I'm just not really scared by aliens, so, like, those books don't always grab me, you know?
That's fair.
But yeah, I don't disagree.
I'm a big sci-fi fan, but I like the alien worlds, like, fully fleshed out. So just, like, random encounters don't really scare me either. Like, I loved X-Files growing up, but I always got frustrated because they weren't answering enough questions about aliens. And I would also say, yeah, Tommyknockers' Dreamcatcher, not the top of my list for King novels. He's great at fantasy and everything and some sci-fi, but aliens he doesn't quite capture for me. More so monsters.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not the aliens that's the problem for me for these books. It's the characters. Besides Jim Gardner and Tommyknockers, you know, and Jack Sawyer's little cameo, there really isn't any of those characters that I really like in any of those books. And I'm like, it's more of that where it doesn't really matter what the plot is, you're just not giving me the characters I want, because the friend group in Dreamcatcher, I never feel gels like it's supposed to. It never feels like a loser's club or anything. And you're like, I don't get it. I don't feel it.
Counterpoint. They are all smoking hot.
Smoking hot.
That's a good counterpoint. That's a Julia counterpoint is what
that's
that
true.
Is.
That's true. Yeah, we got Thomas Jane. We got Timothy Oliphant. We got Damian Lewis. And we have...
Jason Lee.
Wow, yeah, Murderers man. Row.
Ooh, yeah, I would spend a weekend with them in a snowy
Jeez, Jen.
I'm sorry, yeah. Hey, this is hot takes.
I'll be there, butt slug.
It's pretty hot.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Yes, me too. All right. Well, let's see. Julia, speaking of books at the top of lists, will you take our next one?